This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's all about Nancy Pelosi talking for 8 hours. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News joins us right at the top. Ellen, have you ever seen Nancy Pelosi talk for 8 hours?
I have not seen anybody talk for 8 hours. In fact, as long as they've kept records, the longest they had was somebody who spoke for 5.5 hours in 1909. And she spoke in heels and did not go to the bathroom and did not sit down.
Wow. So tell us about that.
Well, basically, you know, she wants the bill to be considered so that the DACA, which is the kids that were brought here as kids through no fault of their own, that there would be a promise to have some kind of ability for them to get either citizenship or right to work, et cetera. As she drove to work this morning, she called her staff and asked them to put out a sort of an all-points bulletin to all of the members of Congress to have them bring them stories of the DACA students, the DACA young people, so that she could read them on the floor of the House, and that's what she did. 8 hours, heels, no bathroom break, no sitting down.
Wow, that's incredible.
And I'm not as old as she is. She's 77 years old.
Wow. Yeah, unbelievable. So, you know, and so that goes to show you this is, you know, what's happening with DACA. It's infuriating a lot of Democrats, and it's that push-pull over what's going to happen. What do you think in your gut happens?
Well, it's interesting because I always had thought, and it's in the Constitution of the United States of America, that if it is a spending bill or it raises money, actually, it has to originate in the House. But now they're saying it's going to be voted in the Senate first, and it makes no sense because it is a budget bill. It does raise money via taxes, et cetera, as well as spending it. And so it should originate in the House, but apparently it's going to originate in the Senate. However, it looks like the deal that was made in the Senate does not include something for the Dreamers, the DACA people. So I don't know what's going to happen. What they're trying to do is get Speaker Ryan to agree to have some kind of discussion on the floor of the House. Again, hard to know what's going to happen. My guess is that they will not shut down government tomorrow night, but tomorrow night is the first night of the Olympics. Now, it's also interesting that the Olympic opening ceremony is not till Friday, but they are going to have some events tomorrow night.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll be obviously watching that. And you said it about the Senate. The White House was really praising the Senate budget deal, you know, obviously saying that even though apparently there wasn't everything that they wanted in there, they had high praise for it. And that's why this is kind of flip-flopped, huh?
Well, that's right, and the president said he will sign it, of course, because if he doesn't sign it, then they need a supermajority to get it through either the House or the Senate. But the president did say he's going to sign it. So, again, everything's up for grabs. We will see, and we will see if Speaker Ryan does give to the Democrats a chance to talk about DACA and the Dreamers.
Yeah. How about this? How about, to me, here's a real curveball one. What's going on with Donald Trump, the Prez, and this whole idea of having a military parade?
Everybody's asking me if they're not asking me about Elon Musk, they're asking me about the military parade. So it seems as if he wants a military parade in very much the style that France does on Bastille Day. And by the way, France did it on Bastille Day even when there was Nazi occupation of France. And so now the question is whether there's going to be a military parade at all. It looks like there's going to be, although people in the Pentagon are saying, hey, this is craziness because it means that we are not going to be able to put our energy into other things, such as making troops ready to go into action if they need to. And so a lot of people are saying that he wants a parade very similar, and not just to say thank you to the troops, because we already have Veterans Day, and we do have Memorial Day. but to, you know, that it's not only going to be a kind of style that they see in France at Bastille Day, but it's going to be what they see in North Korea, in Russia, etc. And people are totally flipped out about it.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I mean, even I was reading something about the D.C. mayor's office saying, hey, we're not going to pay for this military parade.
Well, the D.C. office is saying that they're not going to pay for cleanup, et cetera. And as you know, people at parades, they throw food around. And I've seen it even after Memorial Day, which isn't a big parade. I mean, they do have troops on Pennsylvania Avenue, but it's not like big military hardware, et cetera. And also, I just want to mention one other thing. Today, the White House had the resignation of a major staff secretary who had two, his name's Rob Porter, he had two former wives complaining about him being abusive. Not pretty.
Yeah, and they were saying, somebody said it's been rumors that there had been rumors about this alleged abuse, and that's a huge story that he had to resign, basically. And he was pretty high up there. So I don't know. Why did the White House even release any kind of a statement from Kelly, John Kelly, actually praising Rob Porter? That was strange.
Well, it's interesting because, of course, people said, aren't these people vetted? And listen, I'm just a measly little press person, and I have to go through an FBI check every 2 years, get fingerprinted, all that kind of, well, you only have to be fingerprinted once, but you do have to consent to an FBI check, et cetera. And the FBI apparently knew about one of the wives. And so it's not like they didn't know about some of this.
Wow. Crazy. Ellen Ratner, it's always interesting. I have to say that, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
So Ellen talks about the military parade. You know, I asked her about the military parade and the possibilities of a military parade. And you go back in history and you think about military parades and you see the black and white footage. Well, we all know that. When were they? Gosh, Kennedy's inauguration was like that. We had, the big parades in New York that they used to have. If you go back in the 40s, you know, 42 and 46, they had a major one in 42, and that was kind of a display of, I guess, unity, solidarity, whatever you want to call it, for U.S. troops who were in World War II. That was the reason there. Eisenhower's inauguration, it was one of the longest in American history. And it had 59 floats and 73 bands and all kinds of military tanks, etc. And I mentioned at Kennedy's inauguration, too, because it took place in the middle of the Cold War, there were missiles in the parade that were going through, and the Army's first missile designed to intercept ballistic missiles was on display, and the president waved to marching soldiers and sailors aboard Navy boats that were being towed down Pennsylvania Avenue. And I didn't even remember this, but so true. If you go back to 91, there was a Gulf War victory parade. So that really was the last major military parade in our history. So that's 91, and that's under President George H.W. Bush. And they were welcoming home troops who were part of Operation Desert Storm in New York and Washington, of course, holding the biggest celebrations, however. Washington, there was one, but not quite as big. All right, hang with us on the flip side. We fill in the gaps here on ATN.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytoplankton provide a nutrient so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
First segment, if you missed it, just a little chit-chat with Ellen Ratner. As she said, could you really be there in your heels for 8 hours, not taking a break? And this was all over the whole DACA thing. So as we roll through here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, you know, looking at that, see, this is that filibuster thing. And what's the purpose of the filibuster? Is it to gain attention, obviously, for whatever it is that you're trying to gain attention for? In other words, having a few people be able to jump on your back and say, yeah, 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 I totally agree. This is, you know, this is what we got to do here. So when the House Minority Leader protests the stalled immigration talks with that marathon speech that lasted over 8 hours, I mean, again, wow, just absolutely wild to see that. I saw bits and pieces of it. Because like all of you, I'm trying to avoid the flu. And when you got someone sick in your house, that means you're making that whole doctor run. So it's been kind of hairy-carry for a bunch of us. But in the doctor's office, out of the doctor's office, I was watching bits and pieces of that. Let's go to Jack Alexander. Hello, Jack.
How are we doing, Kate?
I'm trying like heck to avoid the flu. How about you?
Well, I'm now back in Australia.
Oh, after your stay in the U.S., that was wild. You went to a bunch of really cool places, I noticed, right?
Yeah, well, it comes that, well, you know, I went over there with on the advice of an immigration lawyer who, while didn't tell me to do anything wrong, told me to do every, well, he didn't tell me to do anything illegal, but what he told me was wrong. I get there, I start following his instructions, and then he drops my case. I get another immigration attorney who then tells me, no, 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 well, yes, you can stay if you do what he told you. None of your family can come over. You'll have to go back to Australia to do it all again. But, you know, so by this time I've set up my business. I've bought a house in small town Texas. And, you know, got my business and that started. I've hired a couple of American citizens who otherwise would not have had a job.
Right.
And, you know, my question for this lunatic from California, you know, Pelosi, is what more do I need to do to chase my dream of becoming an American citizen? What more does my family need to do? How much money must we spend before we get to support a Democrat? There are 3 million people who are waiting in line trying to immigrate legally, and we keep getting the bum rush every time Nancy Pelosi gets on a high horse about criminal invaders. Yes, these kids might not have had a say in it, but they are accessories to felony crimes after the fact, which in itself is a crime. Now, this is sort of, you know, here I am, I've bought a house, I've invested in the local community, I've created jobs in the local community, I even joined the U.S. Air Force Auxiliary Civil Air Patrol so I could serve my new community and the country I want to call home and become a citizen of. Please,
wow.
Can somebody tell me, what more does an American-loving immigrant have to do to get a visa?
I can feel your frustration. Absolutely. I can hear it. We've talked for years about this. And especially in your case, it's such a bum rap, and you're just caught right in the middle of the worst time that all that could possibly be coming together. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and this is a woman who can all of a sudden find the energy to stand for 8 hours and talk drivel and proselytize on behalf of criminals and aiding and abetting those criminals in their actions, but can't even stand up to celebrate the greatness that is the United States. She wouldn't stand for veterans and clap. She wouldn't stand for the lowest employment numbers in the black community or the Latino community in 45 years. In fact, I even saw footage of her chastising another House member for actually standing up and applauding those numbers. That's ridiculous. So, you know, what more does one need to do?
Yeah, like I said, I can feel your frustration, and it's crazy. You've gone through the lawyer channels. You've gone through every possible scenario you can think of. A bunch of us have reached out on your behalf, and we've really gotten nowhere. And this has been years. I mean, you've been talking about this for years, and then here you just came over and tried to make something happen, and then look how that all ends up. And
I followed the advice of an immigration lawyer who was supposedly the best in the country.
Right.
And it wound up costing me more than $20,000 in wrong advice. And there's, you know, there's nowhere I can claim that back, is there?
Right.
Now, that's money that could have been invested into my company.
Yeah. I am so sorry about that.
And,
yeah,
you know,
I think
so now,
it's worse.
Now I'm back in Australia to do it all, you know, to run through this whole thing again. Admittedly, I've got better community ties now. You know, I own property and, you know, I've got the business and so on. And I'm hoping that being part of the Civil Air Patrol and continuing my life of service will certainly be held in good regard. But, you know, I know I often jokingly say this, but yeah, really, at times I feel the only option left to me is to put on a hijab, go to Tijuana, call myself Juan Alejandro Ramirez Mustafa Muhammad, rock up at that, the Crossing Point in California, claiming to be a transsexual Mexican Muslim.
Right.
And demand entry. And, California, they'd probably welcome me with open arms.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And to your point, I mean, how ridiculous is that, Jack? Again, feel your pain. Wish I could have seen you when you were in the States. Didn't work out. Sorry that you've gone through this. And for everybody that's known Jack over the years, he truly wants to live in the United States. And he truly has spent money with attorneys and through various means to try to make that happen. And yet he just every single time he gets denied, something blows up on him. And, of course, this time it really blew up with the bad advice from, excuse me, the attorney. And money that, once again, is unrealized because it goes spent, it gets spent and it goes down the drain, unfortunately. And see, this is all part of this immigration kerfluffle with what's happening with the pressure of DACA, with limiting and trying to parcel through the visas. Then you had people in lines that were backed up. It was almost like you have this ticket and, oh, your timing was just off. And if you just timed that a little bit better, maybe you would have been one of the lucky ones. But shucks, you didn't hit it at the right time. And unfortunately for Jack, it's kind of like that. And yet he gets back in line, and wants to be able to take his family and bring his family here. But the line just keeps getting longer. No matter what kind of a fast pass you think you get, it just doesn't seem to work out. And it's so awful. And I've heard more stories besides Jack's that we know of people, at least a dozen people who have been callers over the year who have reached out to us here on America Tonight. And it's always so depressing to me to hear the stories, the saga, the ripoffs, and everything else in between, and trying to make them realize their dream of becoming a United States citizen and moving to the U.S. As we traverse in a couple of different directions here on the show, coming up next, there's so many emails. The email account has backed up. So once again, you know what that means? That means we have to dig into the mailbag. We have to dig into the mailbag because I want to answer some of your questions. And a lot of you are struggling with what I'm trying to avoid and have had no voice for a couple of days because I've really tried hard to avoid that whole flu cold thing. But everyone around me is hacking. Masks. People just wear the mask. I'm seeing a lot more of those pop up. Mailbag next with me, Kate D, here on America Tonight.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
I mentioned that the mailbag is full. You've been missing me as I try to fight off this flu. And I know, my friends, a lot of you are doing the same. Kate Delaney, happy to be in the house. Anytime you're upright, you're breathing, and a little cough here, a little cough there, nothing that those cherry honey Ricola cough drops can't help along the way. I mean, there are no great knockouts for the kind of things that people are suffering from, but seriously, the flu is very, very scary and to be taken very, very serious. If you even think there is any chance you have the flu, you got to hightail it to a doc and get some of that Tamiflu or something else, because it's just too bloody risky from some of the stories that I've heard. And especially, I'm in the belly of the beast. It's been terrible for flu, colds, and everything else in between in the great state of Texas. So let's dive into the mailbag.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Let's do it. This one is from Bobby. He's listening to us in Indiana. Katie, I heard you talking about the flu and getting a cold and everything else that the people around you were getting. And you said they were dropping like flies. I have one word for that. For the flies who drop, they need to drop in their houses and not take that nonsense. out into the public. I think that's part of the problem. You have so many people who are hacking up a lung or two when you're in line at Home Depot, or in my own office space, I've seen it where people come in and they look like death warmed over. The problem is it spreads to the rest of us. Cue up the cough. Yes, you are completely right. The problem is the more that people surround you with it, then that gets you sick. And we know that we've even had people that have called the show where they've got it twice and it's circled back around to them. And then you have weird weather sometimes that can affect you. But absolutely, you can't take it lightly. I had another one about that, and that was from Sammy, who said, Kate, my nephews, my brother-in-law, and it seems like almost every other person in my family has gotten some form of the flu, and we live in different states, but I fear that if this continues this way, this may be one of the worst flus that we've seen. What do you think? Am I all wet on that? Well, who knows? I mean, right now it's not the worst we've seen, but it's not good. And it's certainly the worst part of the flu thing is one thing to have a bad dose of the flu, be knocked out for however long that is. Another thing to hear stories about, oh, yeah, that 37-year-old teacher with a child, yeah, she died from the flu. And you're just like, what? Is that possible? And, of course, it is possible because of what the flu does. And I think that's the thing. I think that's the thing with being sick, knowing what you're sick with and who is your doctor, what kind of notes does your doctor have on you. There's just a lot of things to take under consideration and to think about. And I think one of them is if you can afford to go to the doctor and you can get some kind of a stronger, I swear I'm not doing this on purpose, some kind of a stronger drug, then I say you do it. Because otherwise you just think you're going to cure yourself. You're taking every over-the-counter remedy that one can imagine, and it's not doing anything. And, of course, I've heard that story over and over and over and over again. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Carl. Kate, Congress and this budget deal, what do you think is going to happen? Well, if I'm reading the tea leaves, I think there's going to be a vote on Thursday on a two-year budget that would provide the defense funding boost that President Trump and the Republicans want and the increased spending on domestic programs that the Dems want. So these whole short-term agreements are ridiculous because it seems like every year we're dealing with the same thing. Band-aid, oh yeah, band-aid again, oh yeah, a band-aid again. It's nonsense. And of course you get buried in this, and how many months go by and how much of a distraction is it? But it's totally important because don't have the bill in place, close down the government. What are you kidding me? I get it that it's difficult, but I don't get that we keep repeating the same cycle. Are we idiots? You know? I mean, I can see how it could crop up once in a while, but it just constantly crops up. Shouldn't this be something that's constantly headed off and trying to avoid it? But see, that's maneuvering. And politics is about maneuvering. I have a chip and you don't. What can you give me for yours? How can we figure this out? I am totally opposed to what you think is the best solution for XYZ. And that's what it is. It's just, you're just moving pieces around a chessboard. And unfortunately, we're the bystanders of it all. When it goes south, we're the ones who have to deal with it. When the budget isn't there, and then the government is shut down, and then there's all the speculation, all of that hits all of us. Because we're the ones that have to ultimately deal with the fallout and pay for it. That's taxpayer money. For sure. All right, how about this one? This is from Stuart, who says, Nancy Pelosi's last stand. What did she think? She was Custer in that white suit, standing there, Kate, blathering on and on and on and on. In one way, I applaud her because I don't think I could do it. In another way, I think, wow, is it really going to lead to what she hopes it leads to, and it's all about the dreamers. Well, that is the thing. 8 hours, 3 minutes later, she didn't take any breaks, and that filibuster was something. Wow. That hasn't happened, they say, in more than a century. I mean, because, you know, that hasn't happened. Where someone, you know, someone's being, holding everyone at bay. Everybody's watching to see what's going to happen. And sure enough, she held to the script. She didn't, you know, she didn't move. She held to it. It was all about the dreamers, and she stuck to her guns. So bravo, I guess, in that sense, you're right. In another sense, what does it mean in the end? Will it lead to something that helps the dreamers, excuse me, or becomes a filibuster that goes down in history as somebody who did it for 8 hours and it didn't lead to what was helpful to the dreamers and what she had hoped she would be able to achieve? I guess that's the best way to put that. How about this? This one comes to us from Joe, who says, Kate, you might not have heard this story. I know that you have a lot of listeners on the West Coast in the Seattle, Washington area and Tacoma, etc., and also in Portland, and I know in parts of California. Excuse me. Jeez. But did you see the thing about Seattle putting fences under the bridges to keep campers out? What do you think of that? Because there were a lot of people that liked to do that, liked to camp out. And they decided that the tents can't stay there, so they fenced it off. Workers were drilling holes during the day in a picture that I saw to put up a 10-foot-high spiked fence to prevent the homeless people from camping there. So where do they go then if they're not out under the bridge? Well, yeah, that's the question, right? They're having a lot of public debate on this. They have these unsheltered homeless people in King County, and there's 5,500 of them. Seattle's opened 6 authorized tent camps in the last 2 years, and they've put out a team to coax people out of hundreds of unauthorized camps because they're trying to, they have a really burgeoning homeless population. They're trying to do something to help the people and really clean that up. They've had fires, they're worried about open flames and wooden structures. They're worried about that whole area because of all the cars that go through and what they rely on. In fact, they call it hostile architecture. That's what they say. There's just hostile architecture. Because people don't have, if you don't have a place to sleep every night, that architecture can be hard to spot. And it's, you know, I don't know, they have the use of infrastructure to discourage sleeping or camping by homeless. That's what it's called. So it can be something that they say is subtle, benches with armrests every few feet outside of Seattle City Hall, so it's tougher to lay down. Or it could be something much bigger than that. You know, it could be parking strips that all of a sudden get dumped on areas where they think people are going to sleep or park or put up a tent or any of that kind of stuff. And it's a big problem. I mean, thanks for the note, because it really is a very, very big problem. All right, one other quick one. How about this? Kate, did you hear the story? This is from Matthew, about the plane that had to fly back to Anchorage because there's a naked passenger. I had to divert back to Anchorage. That happened Wednesday. A naked passenger got on board the plane, so the police responded to the jet. That person barricaded themselves in a bathroom. Oh, that's so frightening, isn't it? Hang with us. We're wrapping up this hour of ATN next.
Like a fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
You're right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I think I like that song. All right, here we are, tiptoeing into the final segment of this hour of ATN. I want to slice through a couple of things. One, of course, the big story, and people are talking about it. I'm sure you're talking about it, at least mentioning it over the fence. Hey, who was that stood up and filibustered for 8 hours? It was Nancy Pelosi, longtime member of Congress. It's all about DACA. Does her filibuster land on deaf ears, most likely. If you look back at the last couple of filibusters, they really haven't achieved what they were intended to achieve, although the person doing the filibustering certainly got what I call the headers, a lot of the juicy headlines and a lot of the conversation. Now, you want to talk about juicy? This was brutal, this one. I mean, what is going on with these hiring practices at the White House? I don't get it. And, you know, as somebody who's covered D.C. for a long time, and I'm sitting here right now staring at a White House press pool pass that I got, and it says on it, property of the U.S. government. And I mean, they like vetted me upside down. They had to take blood samples. They asked me all kinds of questions. I mean, I'm sort of exaggerating here, but they really did check me out and my family to go through the White House and to cover a couple of things. So the White House officials knew, I guess, about these allegations of domestic abuse that were thrown out there about the staff secretary, Rob Porter, by two of his ex-wives before it was reported by a London rag on Tuesday, but they scrambled, I guess, to cover it up to try to keep him on staff, supposedly. At least that's what some of the reports are saying. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders pushed back against the accusations. Kelly even implored Porter not to quit. And I guess the president, you know, this is so far down the flagpole in a sense for a president. He didn't know about it until last week. So Porter was like kind of a rising star guy in the White House. And now that's pretty much toast because he had to resign, let's face it. So these stories included Colby Holderness, who was one of his wives, alleges that Porter started abusing her after their marriage in 2000. And she said, at times the way he would be physically violent with me was odd. She said he would throw me down on the bed, pull his full body weight on top of me, then grind a knee or elbow into my body, expressing rage. She says he also punched her in the face and choked her. Now, the other wife, Jennifer Willoughby, said that Porter had a horrible temper, once dragged her out of the shower to yell at her. She filed a protective order, so that would be out there, against him in 2009 and called the cops in 2010 when Porter, she said, punched the glass on the door to their house. They detailed all those accusations to the FBI when they were conducting a background check on him. So that's ridiculous. They do a background check on him, and all that stuff comes out. So you have two different women, two different scenarios, saying the same thing, but poof, nothing. Then he's working at the White House. And then, of course, this all blows up because somebody else gets a hold of it and they say, oh, wait a second. Well, okay, so not properly vetted? How could he not be properly vetted if that's what was reported to the FBI? I mean, I just don't get it. You can definitely miss on some of your hires, let's face it. But I'm going to say it again. As somebody who was vetted just as a member of the press to do a couple of White House Little Nothing Burgers, I'll call them. Oh, wow, wow, and wow. They got to get a better system if that's what's going on. And if look, if the FBI heard the information and then he was cleared, well, that's on them, right? And now it comes out and it's like, well, wait a second. Punches in the face, protective orders. Yeah, that's not so good. So we're going to have to do something here, or he's resigning or whatever, and that's what happened. Hey, you got to resign, basically, because how can we keep this? I mean, how can we keep you with all of this flying around? It doesn't make any sense. All right, so what's new with Twitter, if we're slicing and dicing, when it comes to the press? President Trump is calling the latest batch of text messages between the FBI agent and FBI attorney released by the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee bombshells. Bombshells. I mean, that's actually, I got that tweet. So they say these text messages between Peter Schork, I hope I'm saying that right, Schork, I think it is, and Lisa Page, the FBI attorney, say that President Obama had some level of involvement with the investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server. Stork sent a text to Page in September 2016 about having to prep the then FBI director, James Comey, because POTUS wants to know everything we're doing. Okay. I don't know that that's unusual, but that exchange certainly has piqued the curiosity or the suspicion of the Senate investigators who want to know Obama's level of involvement with the FBI's investigation into Clinton's private email server and exposed mail. And, you know, of course that's going to get investigated, or it should be investigated. If I say the same thing as I come full circle with this. If we're spending money, if we're investigating Russia, alleged ties to the results of our election, then everything that comes even close to that, like that, the insinuation that President Obama wanted to be so informed about what was going on with Hillary Clinton that, what, he could step in there? And then that raises suspicion as to, ooh, was there an overstep of power here? So it's always still about the maneuvering. It's about moving the pieces on the chessboard and who ultimately has the most power at the end of the day. And that's what D.C. is about. You know, you live in Las Vegas, it's about comps. Who's giving you free meals? They call them comps. How many comps do you have? Do you have any comps? People would call me up, do you have any comps at Harrah's? Do you know anyone? Do you have any comps at the Hilton? It's just part of the lingo. It's like it was something in your wallet, but it was invisible, right? In D.C., it's about power. In New York, it's about money. In Los Angeles, it's about fame. And not that all those places don't have something else that's part of that conversation, but if I were to pick out one common denominator, it would be all those things that I said for those areas. So when you look at Washington, he with the most power, or she, is the one that gets the votes, is the one that helps with the fundraising, is the one that has the agenda that ultimately, excuse me, may go through, may find a home, may find an ear, might turn into a bill, might turn into a law, and that's just the way it is, because there it's about who has the chips. Who has the chips? Who did you help out that's going to in turn turn around to you and help you out as you try to go for some kind of a power grab, I'll call it, in D.C. of any sort? Will we ever get to the bottom of the Clinton email server thing and some of the other weird particulars around it? I'm going to say, I don't think so. I don't think we're going to get to the bottom of that. There are just going to be some unexplainables. Kind of like this whole Russia thing. We're going to spend a ton of money, but ultimately, are we going to know anything beyond suspicion or what's casting suspicion? No. Mm-mm. Because there's no way anyone springs any kind of a leak, even if there was something, or they would have already sprung that leak that hasn't happened. So it'd be shocking to me. I love it when I have conversations. I call it conversations on the irrational side. And the conversations on the irrational side are usually, you know, they go something like this. Well, the president's going to be impeached. I mean, we know it's gonna, that's what's going to happen when it comes out of here. I think, well, what kind of evidence would you have to mount up to have an impeachment process? And the answer is, there's no there. That's not going to happen. More of a chance that a wall gets built with that $25 billion or however much it takes, then President Trump gets impeached. I'm just saying. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. See you on the flip side. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.